The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've been saying for a long time, guys, that Democrats don't really need to rig the ballot box because they control big tech, big pharma, the entertainment industry, journalism, and they have such strong control over pretty much every aspect of our lives that there's just no reason to rig the ballot box. They can rig it before the ballots have even been cast, but they don't even need to hide that corruption anymore. Dana Bash from CNN was on a podcast and openly admitted that the ABC moderators and ABC as a whole rigged the debate against Donald Trump. Here's that clip.
We decided just to be traditional. And like you said, you can make an argument for an hour on either side of that. And you know, ABC made a different choice.
Yeah,
they decided that clearly, and I was on in their meetings and I haven't talked to them since, but it seems as an observer that they made a decision that Donald Trump is a unique character in American politics, and he uniquely lies, and that even though Kamala Harris was clearly prepared to call him out on that, they thought that it was their job to do it as well. And like I said, you can make an argument for that also, but I do it journalistically. Keeping an even hand as much as you can,
yes.
Understanding that you're not dealing with two of the same individuals who don't approach the truth in the same way is important, but very tricky.
Kamala Harris was not prepared to call out Donald Trump, like Dana Bash says. If she actually was prepared in that debate to call out Donald Trump, then she would have done it. And she didn't. And the reason why the moderator stepped in time and time again is because they knew Kamala Harris couldn't actually debate someone, let alone the fact that the moderators fact-checked Trump on stuff that was actually true. He was literally saying things that were happening. And of course, they never fact-checked her. It was not even their job to begin with. Kamala Harris can be the one to try to fact-check him, and then they can have that dialogue back and forth. Dana, at the beginning of this clip, talks about the more traditional approach that CNN took in their debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And let me just say, CNN's debate was great. And the reason why you know this, and this is really telling about the left as well, if you looked after that debate, the debate with CNN between Biden and Trump, people on the right and independents and a little bit on the left were saying, that was a very good debate. That was very, very good. It was well done, CNN. Me and a lot of people came out and said, we're very surprised, especially considering Dana Bash and Jake Tapper are some of the most, frankly, like Trump haters in the world. For them to just kind of let Biden and Trump air some things out and have a conversation was really good. I thought it was great. But here's what's telling about the left. The left flipped out. They called CNN threats to democracy. They called for boycotts of CNN. They called for CNN to essentially just be blacklisted. And they basically said that they betrayed journalism. And that shows you where the left is at, because essentially letting someone on stage who are, by the way, going to be the president of the freaking United States, the most powerful person in the world, CNN made the decision to just let them talk. If people just talk, it is the biggest threat to the left ever. That's why they freaked out when CNN allowed them to do it. And by the way, this is coming from someone who doesn't think that Donald Trump even did that well in that debate against Joe Biden, I really don't even think he did that good. It's just that Joe Biden did so horrible that that was the story of the day. Biden did horribly. And I cannot understand this other type of debate that ABC went with where there isn't an audience. That's one side of it. There's no audience. And the moderators get to fact check you because the whole point of a debate, there's kind of two real points to a debate. The first is accessibility, which means a live audience should be there. You should have people who are undecided from the community there to actually meet the candidates, see them face to face. ABC didn't want to do that. The other side of it, of course, is you want to see those people not only give their vision, but you also want to see how they do against an opponent. And when it's a 3v1, you lose that completely. They lost it in this debate. It was not a 1v1, like people wanted to say. It was a 3v1. And Dana Bash says right there that ABC went into that debate planning on it being a 3v1. And that's not surprising, right? We know that. We know that ABC would have done that. Frankly, I've talked about it at length, but Trump should have been prepared for that from the very beginning. That's not the surprising part. The surprising part is that Dana Bash came out and just said it. Because if you look at what most leftists are saying, they're saying, oh no, the debate was fair. We're happy that ABC fact-checked Donald Trump. But what Dana Bash is saying is from the beginning, the moderators knew that they had to treat Donald Trump differently than Kamala Harris. So that's what's surprising. It's surprising to hear just how out loud they are on the left about this. They're unapologetic. They don't even need to hide in the shadows. So right now, the latest propaganda is that Trump won't debate Kamala Harris. If you look online, that's what everybody on the left is saying. That's what all the media outlets are saying. They're saying that Donald Trump is a wuss and that he won't debate Kamala Harris. Well, here's what's actually happening surrounding the debates. Kamala Harris has called for a debate, again, with CNN, a friendly news organization. Donald Trump has called for a debate with Fox News. And neither wanted to go to either. Honestly, fair enough. Neither wanted to go into hostile territory. Turning the other's offer down is honestly good politics, I think, from both sides, because these debates don't matter unless something really awful happens. So if you do really well in the debate, honestly, most people don't talk about it. It doesn't have any effect on the polls. I did a recent episode where I talked about how the polls didn't change at all from the debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. But if something really, really bad happens to you, like Biden perishing live on stage, then it could sink your presidency. And so is the debate going to matter? 99% of the time, no. But there is like that 1% to 5% chance that you could do something really bad. So why risk it, especially if you're going into hostile territory? And I'm honestly talking about this from the point of view of the Trump team or the Kamala Harris team. So it probably doesn't matter if they debate it again anyway. But you do want to minimize the small chance of something bad happening. It's just astounding, guys, again, to hear how open Dana Bash is about how they purposefully gave Kamala Harris an easier time. And then Dana Bash, along with the rest of the mainstream media, continue to push out this lie of Donald Trump doesn't want to keep debating, where frankly, it's both of them. And frankly, I think that's a good political decision on both of their sides. But here's what it means. If Dana Bash is being so open about all of this, if she's just straight up telling you ABC is corrupt from the beginning and they wanted to give Kamala Harris an easier time and treat Donald Trump differently, it means a few things. And what it means is that they think that you're stupid. They're counting on the fact that you're an idiot and that they can just, the game is up. They literally think that they have this in the bag. That's why they're being so open about it. It's honestly braggy at this point. They're just coming out saying there's nothing conservatives can do about it. And it means Republicans have to work on their turnout game more than ever before. I've talked about it so many times on the show. It's not that this race is, and races rarely are, but this race especially, it's just not about persuasion. I hate to say that. I love persuading. I love the work that a lot of people do where they go on college campuses or they go on the street and they try to persuade people. It's great. But it's actually, this race has nothing to do with that. It's all about turnout. If anyone out there is in the club of, oh, the polls are all wrong and there's no way that that many people could vote for Kamala Harris, I want you, just to be really clear about this, if you're that person, I want you to be as far away from Republican leadership and influencing your family and friends as possible. As far away as possible. Because, guys, that is the wrong mentality. We do not need cheerleaders right now. I hate to tell you this. I really hate to tell you this. But there's a huge amount of people who are duped by the mainstream media. And yes, they are voting for Kamala Harris. So if you just think that we're just going to walk into this and it's going to be a piece of cake because there's no way that people could actually vote for Kamala Harris, that's how you lose elections. We need hungry warriors, not cheerleaders, to take down the corrupt media Democrat establishment. So this was something on the national side, guys, that's important to talk about. But there is someone on the more state side that's actually crushing it, and state elections are frankly, just as important as national elections. Hung Cao, the Republican Senate nominee for Virginia, just released what I think is probably the most moving ad that I've seen this entire race. Here it is.
This is the scariest sound you will hear when you live in a communist country. This is the last sound my parents heard when their fathers were taken away in the middle of the night, and they never saw their loved ones again. That's the sound of losing your freedom, the sound of always living in fear. That's my family's real life story. We escaped from Vietnam just days before Saigon fell to the communists. We were given a new life in the most generous country on earth. America saved my life. I graduated from the United States Naval Academy. I earned a master's in physics and fellowships at MIT and Harvard before the left replaced merit with racial quotas. I spent my life trying to repay my debt to America, my country, our country. With 25 years of service in Navy Special Operations, combat in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. But now our country has taken a dark turn. That's Joe Biden's Justice Department sending 24 armed agents to arrest a pro-life activist in front of his family. That's Joe Biden's IRS raiding a gun shop and seizing thousands of records from law-abiding gun owners, our names, our addresses, our social security numbers. That's Joe Biden arresting his challenger in the next election, a former president of the United States. And now a different sound. That's the sound of someone breaking into your home or business. The sound of crime destroying our cities and communities. That's how it all starts. They let criminals back on our streets. Millions of illegal immigrants pour across our border each year, including military-aged men from all over the world. And enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in this country. And the Biden family? Well, that's how it works in a dictatorship. The rules don't apply to the rulers. We are losing our country. You know it, but you also know you can't say it. We're forced to say that wrong is right. We're forced to lie. We can't let that happen. I've been all over the world. Believe me when I tell you, if America fails, there's nowhere else to go. I'm Hung Cao, retired Navy captain, running for United States Senate. I still believe America can be the land of opportunity. I have an obligation to fight back against those who want to control our lives and disrupt our families. We need real fighters, not politicians, not bureaucrats, not keyboard warriors acting tough in a custom-made suit. No, not here in America. We must refuse to be intimidated. We must be fearless. I'm Hung Cao. I'm running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.